Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Viereck's Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leafs, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Viereck's unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Viereck's Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years. Coin of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Viereck's.com.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
Are you ready to elevate your brand with stunning visuals? Look no further than Freckles Graphics. With a wide range of service including graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, embossing, laser etching, promotional products, and all your signage and marketing needs, Freckles has you covered. Need it fast? No problem. Freckles Graphics is known for lightning fast turnaround without compromising quality. And with our friendly customer service, you'll feel like part of the family. So hit us up at FrecklesGraphics.com. Freckles Graphics, where your vision becomes reality. 765-449-8463.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Noah, where are we? And what are all of these things?
Eli, we're at TC Trailers. Here at TC Trailers, they have all kinds of trailers, including utility trailers, enclosed and open trailers, haulers, and goosenecks. And if you can't find the trailer you want, they even do custom trailers.
What about people who want to look online?
They have that covered too, at tc-trailers.com.
People need to see all these trailers.
Sure do. Just east of Frankfort or online at tc-trailers.com.
I'm sorry, it tickles me every time I hear those boys' voices.
I stopped in at TC Trailers the other day and chit-chatted with them. It's always fun to stop in there. By the way, Party Line is presented not only by our friends at TC Trailers, but also by our friends at Clinton County Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Marsh Sands Window Tinning, and Compass Credit Union as well. Also, you can watch the telecast. Party Line telecast, that is, at HoosierLineTV.com. That's brought to you by Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Freckles Graphics, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Shoops Country Foods, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, TC Trailers, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have another guest with us now. On the line today, we have Stephanie Cooper from Core Community Center. Stephanie, how are you on this fine Monday?
I am fabulous. How are you?
You know what? I couldn't be better, actually. So,
I
mean, what's
it there? It is beautiful outside.
I'm with you.
I'm happy to be up to this today.
And it's Monday.
It is a Monday.
Well, you know what? After the weekend that I had, I will take a Monday. Okay? Take it a Monday.
Did you not have a good weekend?
I made a silly choice and ate something that was probably in my fridge for far too long.
Oh. Yeah. Sometimes that's the price you pay for being frugal, right?
Exactly. And, you know, so 48 hours of my body not liking me. I'm happy for a sunny Monday morning where I can drink my coffee and enjoy the day.
Oh, God love you. I feel for you. Although I've been hearing that the tummy bug is going around, and a lot of people thought it was, are you sure it was food poisoning would be my question, or something you ate.
I'll be honest, Steph, I was sick last weekend. So
I you know what? I feel like I've been sick for the better part of this year, and then with us having a child care program, it is always going around. But it was like one of those things, I ate this food and within like an hour.
Oh.
Death had come upon me.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I'm already sensitive to so many foods, and I really wanted salsa, so I was eating some salsa, and apparently I should not have eaten that salsa.
Oh, and enough spices and everything to cover it up if it was bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a long 48 hours.
All righty, then. Well, moving on. We're just glad you're better. So everybody now knows what Steph was doing this weekend.
Yeah. Everybody
you
needs
needed
to
me.
Check the dates on that salsa.
Not up and moving.
Hey, I know you were down for the count over the weekend, but how did the consignment go? I'm sure you had people reporting to you.
We did, yeah. So Angie was actually in charge of that. Angie, my HR specialist / AOA coordinator / just all things amazing. So she did text me and say, we have a slow start because we had another transformer blow. Pretty sure squirrels are trying to take down Core. So we had no power the first, like, 3 hours.
Hey, I'll tell you, squirrels are trying to take down USB. Todd Corey will tell you they are. It's like a mafia.
This is the second transformer from a squirrel for us in the last, like, month or so. So I just feel like the squirrels are out to get us. So, but I heard it did go well. We had a decent turnout, and it's definitely something we'll keep on the radar to do again.
I know, of course, you guys have got stuff going on continuously, which is fantastic, and that's the whole point of having Core in the community. Know your numbers. This time it's going to be an evening thing tonight, right?
Yes, we have Alexa coming from Wesley Manor, who is also my board vice president. God love her. She's been awesome to have on the board, but she is coming tonight from 3:30 to 6 to do Know Your Numbers. She'll be either in the lobby or, if you prefer, she'll take you back to the conference room. But most of our participants are okay just, you know, getting their finger pricked right there in the lobby.
Well, and that's the great part. I mean, a lot of places won't do a blood sugar check, you know, right there.
Blood sugar, blood pressure, height, weight, we can check your BMI. And we track all of that. So if you come on a consistent basis, we can track your numbers. And there's a little bit of that free health guidance going on, you know, just because we naturally care. So if we see high numbers, one of us is probably going to say, oh, hey, have you tried this? Or what are we doing here? Or we can always refer you out to one of the great places, you know, in the community that can help with diabetes or other health chronic disease.
I know one of the things that you talked a little bit about last month when we had CORE on, talked about the smart education program that was going on at Clinton Central Elementary. But you put out a press release not too long ago that you guys got a grant.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that and what that means for you going forward?
Yes. I hope you're ready for all the passion. This is by far probably my favorite part of my job. Get Smart was introduced to us last year. So Krista, who had previously been on my board, got me in contact with Lisa Wirth out there at Cala Collaborative Health in Lafayette, who wrote this program. And she said, hey, if you really like touching the lives of youth and teens, this is a program you're going to want to get in on. So IU Health actually covered the grant last year as well for us to get this programming. And we're now on our second year of offering that programming out at Clinton Central to their sixth grade class. So this is my second year. I have about 60 kids again. It's a six-week program. I go out there every Wednesday. And we talk about, with that age group, we talk about social-emotional health, how to their emotions, how to verbalize and manage their emotions, which also goes into a prevention conversation of, well, like when things get tough, what do we do? How do we cope? So it turns into a drug prevention program of sorts for the youth. It's been going so well, and there is a desire from a couple places here in the community to have the high school version of that. So I applied, and IU Health came through again and said, absolutely. So the high school version will be more intervention-based. So we know high schoolers, they've gone through a lot more than graders have. They've been exposed to a lot more, and we want to get them early. That's the whole plan of this curriculum is we need to get them earlier. We need to catch them before they're addicted. So prevention and intervention, both are supplied by this program as well as some mental health coping skills.
Now, is this something, okay, you've got the grant for the high school age. Now, is this going to be at Clinton Central as well?
You know, if Levi will let me in, absolutely. So I have not talked to him about the high school version yet. The high school version, I have talked to the crossing. So prior to Marissa leaving, I had the okay. I've talked to Zach. He is absolutely on board. So we will have it out at the crossing. I've been talking to juvenile probation. It is a desire for them as well. We tried it with the youth curriculum, and the kids were just a little too experienced for the youth curriculum. So we're going to try with the high school version. After that, if I can get into some of these high schools and start giving this programming, we do it absolutely for free. So we're excited just to get the information out there, and we're excited to see how well just even these two sixth grade classes have taken to it. They engage with it, and they start using the skills that we're teaching.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about the elementary side of it, too, as to whether or not you've talked to any of the other schools about that one as well, because I've heard nothing but great feedback on that. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So I did put it in Josh Marshall's ear. He was going to check with Dr. Rhoda. So I guess it's time for me to kind of follow back up and be that person that presses a little bit harder. It is the most amazing program. I mean, you guys know I came from Healthy Communities, and they have great programming as well. This just goes right along with it. I mean, we're not trying to take over anything. We just want to add to the programs that this community has to offer. And I love what this does with kids. I've seen the outline of the high school version, and it's just as amazing. But it's just amazing. I really can't say enough about it. It is by far probably my favorite part of my job right now is to go and facilitate this program to the youth.
Well, I know something else that you're really excited about. You got funding for a new gym floor.
We do. Thank you, Annie.
See, I know what makes you happy.
Right. I like money. Money's great. Money for much needed improvements on that facility. I mean, when I took over, we were facing $1 million in repairs, and that was just the surface level. So, yes, starting October 28th, our gym floor will be under construction. We'll be pulling it up and laying a new floor, painting the lights, big old NAK logo on there to thank them for the donation. We're excited.
That's fantastic.
Of course, Tom is excited too. No more soft spots in the wood. Pickleball doesn't have to worry about the way the ball bounces. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I remember having to try and dribble on a warped floor after pipes busted Central. Not fun.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie Cooper with the Core Community Center is our guest on Party Line today.
Hey, Steph. Yeah. I know right now is your big membership push for October and Halloween membership promotion. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so in the month of October, if you provide us a bag of candy valued at $15 or more, we will waive your registration fee to get your membership started. We do that because we have Halloween at Core coming up at the end of this month as well. That's Friday, October 25th. By far our largest event. Last year, we had over 300 kids. But with family members included, we hit over 500 people in our facility in that little three-hour window. So we're really excited to really push in October. If you can get that bag of candy, it's going to save you some money because registration fees can be anywhere from, $25 to $55.
Well, that's a good deal. And that helps you with the candy collection.
It helps the candy. I mean, every year we run out. It's such an amazing event. Again, some of the best things we do, I love seeing, are the kids in the building and the families in the building. And we figured out a map last year, a way to maneuver people around the building that has become very effective. So we're already looking at that for this year because we have businesses, individuals, anybody, clubs that want to come host a table. You bring your candy, you host your table. If you run out of candy, we will give candy to help you keep open as long as we have it.
Well, and let's talk about the Halloween party since we're already hitting it. I know it's not until the end of the month, but let's talk about that because it's not just going around and collecting candy.
No, it's not. So we do a whole family-friendly event. We usually will have a cakewalk in the multipurpose room. Day and Genda will provide hot dogs, popcorn. Well, it's hot dogs and chips this year. Hot dogs, chips, and water bottles for dinner. And then we have game stations set up. Our employees volunteer their time to come and work the game stations. And then after the family-friendly event ends, we will shut down for about 30 minutes, and then we will transition into our teen night / teen Halloween dance, which will start at 8 p.m. Since it does fall on a Friday, we get to have both together again, and we're really excited about that. The teens love dressing up and coming and dancing their little hearts out all evening.
Yeah, this sounds like a great time. And you have sponsorships available for a lot of the stuff that you guys do. You want to touch on that really quickly?
Yes. So we have sponsorships. Our event sponsorship is always $1,000, and that covers literally the cost of pretty much the entire operation. But then we will we do a sponsorship for a photo booth if we can get a photo booth open. Obviously, we always take candy sponsors. We would love to be able to give our DJ a little extra. So we have a DJ sponsorship for from Good Times Professional Audio. God love him. Never says no to me, and I love it. But I feel like sometimes we need to do a little bit extra for him because he always shows up for CORE, and I love it. So multiple ways. You just want to donate money. You want to donate candy. It takes the community to put this event on. And so we're really excited about it.
Well, and it's a great place to take for kids to go, and you don't have to worry about them.
And it's indoor, you know. I mean, yeah. Get there early. We open doors at 4:30. It'll be from 4:30 to 7:30. Usually by 3:30, people are lining up. If you get there at 4:30, the line is probably out to Mass Road. But it does move fairly quickly now. I will say that. It moves fairly quickly because of the new setup, the way we have the kids. They trick-or-treat through the hallways into the gym, and they can do all the tables and, you know, the photo booth and the food. And then we have a totally different exit, so people aren't running into each other. It's just very much traffic-controlled now.
I know one of the other things that you guys offer out there at CORE that a lot of people may not be aware of is the early learning options.
Yes.
And you have part-time options as well for those parents who just need, you know, maybe a couple of days or whatever.
Yes. So we filled all of our full-time spots, and we've gotten to a point now where we were comfortable taking some part-time kiddos. So early learning, yes, I'm really excited. I cannot brag on the work that Amanda and Bree have done with that program in the last year. We've been able to reorganize our classrooms a little bit, and so now we can take more kids in. We could hire more teachers. It's been a great program. We're getting a lot of good feedback. We're following the conscious discipline methods and creative curriculum. And it is all, you can go all day, you can do part day. I think that's what I love about it, is it's open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. But we're really there to just care for your baby whenever you need it to.
Well, God love you for taking anything from 6 weeks up, because, I mean, I'm taking care of my granddaughters right now, and that's a challenge in itself. And they're 5 months and 2.5, so yeah.
It's a special person, and that's why I say, you know, we have this amazing staff. The two young ladies that run our, we call it a multi-age room because they're in there until they're 18 months. The two young ladies that run that room are just amazing with babies. And then, you know, they move up and they get to go to this 18-month to 2.5-month room where they're with Deanna and Mr. Neal, which the kids call them Grandma and Grandpa. And it's just every room is a different experience, but with these teachers that are so totally engaged. And they get to preschool with Miss Shelley. And Miss Shelley, I mean, I think she spends all of her free money on those children, like just finding fun things to do for them. It's just a great, great program. I'm really excited to see where it's at now. And selfishly, I will take all the babies we can get, because that is my favorite thing to do when I'm in the office, is to go snuggle some babies.
Stephanie Cooper with CORE Community Center is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, I got a couple you can snuggle anytime you want, because they're wearing me out.
Oh, I snuggle them and give them back. Our opener, Kayla, who has opened CORE for eons now, she's our 4:45 a.m. girl. She had a baby back in May, and so we got her baby in August. And it's really hard to focus on my job knowing that baby Nani is over in the early learning program, because it's just so easy to go over there and, oh, you need help. You need help feeding her. You need help burping her. You need help rocking her to sleep. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her.
It's nice. You can just give him back, isn't it? When you're done, enjoy and give him back.
The girls know you start crying, Miss Stephanie Lee.
She's out.
Power cycling is back, and talk about that a little bit.
Dais is awesome. Power cycling is great. I love I will say I love everything Dais has brought to CORE, but power cycling, it's kind of like your spin class. It's just high intensity. It is spin on crack.
Ooh.
It is.
I thought spin was bad.
Yeah, PowerTech Clean will get you there. I mean, that is so good working with everybody, but I will say you got to have some sort of, you know, fitness level, cardio level.
Sure. But she has a geriatric version, right? That's what I'm going to need.
I'll tell Joy to get on the bike. Joy is great with our active older adults. It's awesome.
Sounds like that would be the program for me, for sure. I know a lot going on in October. Everybody can just go to the Facebook page. They can pull up the calendar. You've got it right there with all the different activities that are going on and meetings and everything else. But one thing that I did see that I thought was really interesting was you can actually you guys will host events for people?
Yes. So we have a multi-purpose room. We have a double gymnasium. We have the ninja room. All of those areas can be used for parties or events. So we have been actively revamping our party packages to include different options of those rooms. The multi-purpose room is great. I mean, we've hosted baby showers, graduations, birthday parties, you name it. And then the gymnasium is, I mean, who wouldn't want a gymnasium to just let, you know, 30 kids just go romp and run in where the balls are provided or the activities are provided. We have a bounce house now that is included in our party rentals. So we have tables and chairs. So we're really trying to, for those that are not looking for something, you know, cater to them and they're willing to come in and, you know, get their party set up, we set up the tables and chairs. We provide the space. But it is a very economically affordable opportunity for those just looking for a little extra room to host a party.
Yeah, and I mean, the prices are fantastic, too. I was looking at that. So they can go, they can either call or they can stop in, pick up a flyer. They can get on Facebook and they can see it right there.
Yep,
everything's right there. Anything else, Steph? I know, like I said, everything's up on Facebook. You can go check the calendar and everything. Remind everybody about how they can donate when they buy food, because everybody has to buy food.
Yes.
So talk about that.
So a couple things, yes. Make sure your Ruler/Kroger card is linked. You can go online, and just where you go to your back office part of it, you can pick an organization for those points to go to. All those points, we get a little bit of, you know, pennies here and there from that organization. Same thing with Walmart. When you do online orders through online or through the app, you can round up for CORE. Similar, you just log in and it'll ask you which charity you want to round up to. We do have Clarence from Big Country Barbecue coming out on the 23rd. He is going to make gumbo, seafood and chicken gumbo. He's going to make it at CORE and sell it from the lobby. He has been excited to partner with us. So that'll be kind of like an in-house find to donate where proceeds will go back to CORE. So that's October 23rd at 11. I would get there early because he will sell out. And then really excited, soccer has started. I want to hit on that. Soccer has started. Every Saturday, you will see our soccer fields completely packed. What I liked about it, though, is because we got some food trucks coming out this month as well, offering some dine-to-donate options. So we'll have Brandon's Burgers out there one day, and then American Porkers will be out there on another Saturday. So be looking for them because they will be on the property ready to serve.
Fantastic. And of course, best way for everybody to get a hold of you, either drop in or what's the number?
Yeah, just stop on in. The Welcome Center's there, fully staffed. We got some great individuals. I'm trying not to call them kids, but great individuals running it. Call us, 654-9622, Facebook, or go to the website, corecommunitycenter.org.
And of course, everybody, check your insurance, because a lot of insurances now are offering memberships.
Yes. Yes, and that's going to come up with us having to, with your insurance renewing every year. It's super important when you go to choose it, for those especially that are on Marketplace that have to buy their own insurance. There are so many plans that for maybe $2 extra, you get a full gym membership. So look into that. go see those insurance navigators that we have in the county, because it is a great option. You pay your insurance company for your insurance. They pay us for your gym membership. We only get paid if you use it. So come in and use it. But who doesn't want a free gym membership? I mean, and who doesn't want to be a part of a community where things are, you know, great things are happening and they don't have to pay out of their pocket for it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Steph, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and I'm glad you're feeling better. We won't revisit that for you for your sake, but
I have told my body, I've told myself, we are getting through this week. I have vacation coming up. It is fall break. Forward to fall break every year. We go to my favorite location, and I don't want to be feeling like crud for that.
Yep. Nope. Don't blame you. I know that's very important to you and your daughter. So you, you guys take care and keep us in up on everything that's going on with CORE. And thank you for being a part of Party Line.
Yeah. Thanks, ladies. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. We appreciate you as well. Take care. All right. Thanks again to Carol Price as well and Stephanie from CORE Community Center for being our guest today. And again, Carol was from the Clinton County Civic Theater. Their shows start Thursday evening, 7:30. They have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, and Sunday at 2 o'clock as well. You can get tickets at cctonline.org, or you can call 654-6307 for tickets as well. So thanks to both of those ladies for joining us today for Party Line.
I dare you to spit the name of that show out.
I've moved that piece of paper
now.
I don't know where.
It's got to be.
Oh, I've got it right here. I've got it right here.
It's got to be funny.
Uh-huh. The Marquee Crossing Ladies Society First Attempt at Murder with the Clinton County Civic Theater.
I think that's going to be a
fun show. October 10th through 13th at the Frankfort Public Library Theater.
All righty. Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We had a great show, and thanks to our guest. And thank you, Cindy, for sitting in and being a part of this.
Appreciate you too.
All right, everybody, have a good one.